Thanks very much, Virginia. Our top stories. The Prime Minister's leadership has been dealt another blow this morning with those damaging emails being leaked. A letter from the Liberal Party's Federal Treasurer, Philip Higginson, which foreshadows his resignation, has been made public. In it, Mr Higginson raises his concerns about a perceived conflict of interest between the party's Federal Director, Brian Loughnane, and his wife, Peter Credlin, who, of course, is Tony Abbott's Chief of Staff.
I know there are always some people in this business of politics who would rather pursue their own ambitions than the national interest, but I am absolutely focused on getting on with government.
Lawyers for the two Australians on death row in Bali hope to find out today if they'll be granted one last chance to challenge their executions. They'll put their arguments to a preliminary hearing at a court in Jakarta. Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran are due to face a firing squad within weeks. Army Chief Lieutenant General David Morrison has announced he's retiring. The Defence Department says he'll step down in mid-May after 36 years in the military. In 2013, Lieutenant General Morrison issued a blunt warning to troops against degrading behaviour towards women. And the Australian of the Year, Rosie Batty, will launch a disturbing new report today that details the effects of alcohol abuse on children. The study says more than 10,000 Australian children are in protective care because their parents or their carers abuse alcohol.